Stan Goldstein, Prudential.
Tom Hoppinson, Water.
Mimi McConnell, at large.
Great, thank you very much. Is anybody recording? The record show, nobody's recording. Great, okay, so, any public comment before we start? Nothing, Cindy?
Yeah, I'd like to talk about your proposed change of the bylaw.
Excuse me?
I'd like to talk about the proposed change of the bylaw.
Okay, go ahead.
This is the appropriate time or not?
It is, yeah.
Okay.
Just state your name and your address.
Yes. Vic Mastro, and I'm 76 Troutbrook Lane, Incatuit. I'm one of the water commissioners. Just to bring you up to speed a little bit, and I've been doing a little bit of work about when that bylaw was instituted and what's happened since then.
Good.
Actually, that was developed and registered with the State Attorney General in 1973. So there was a formal petition that went up to the state. There was a registration on March 31st for the Attorney General for that bylaw, which essentially, without getting to all the wordiness of it, directed all the monies from new installs, if you will, into a capital account. Anyway, that never happened, and there are probably a number of reasons, but the one that I've most commonly heard was that it was too difficult to do with accounting. So those funds just went into the general fund and then were spent out of the general fund as needed for whatever purpose. A couple of things have happened. One, we were challenged about where our capital account was that got me digging into this. And the other one was that we recently got a grant for a forestry program, and we had a land management program or developed for the water company's land, which constituted roughly 250 acres. Anyway, there's some revenue to be gained from that management program, but there's also some expenditures that would need to be spent if we were going to implement that plan. Well, as you know, land management's a long-term project. It's nothing that you do today and see the results tomorrow. But we were looking at funds, and anyway, we identified that capital fund as a possibility. Doing some research about that, some of you have this document from Department of Local Services about capital accounts. They're much easier to establish now than they were in 1973. They can be used for a wide variety of purposes. You define the use for them. You decide what the sources of revenue are for them, and then they can be spent within those terms. The beauty of this is that you can bank those accounts. You can gain interest on them. So you can save money for a project. And I'm not suggesting this is one that we would do, but for example, if you wanted to buy a new fire truck or, you know, water company truck, you could do that. You could bank those funds, gain interest on that, and not pay interest by borrowing money. Anyway, I talked to both the Department of Legal Services, and then I talked to the treasurers or the assistant treasurers in Barnstable, Falmouth, and Mashpee. I asked them a couple of questions. How difficult was this from an accounting standpoint? And they said with modern accounting software, there's no problem. It's really not a headache for the treasurers. And the other question I asked him, I said, well, what's the downside? You know, what is the hindrance? And I got some hemming and hawing, but the real downside is that you can't go into those accounts if it isn't for a stated purpose and pull the money out. You have to go to the town and have a two-thirds, in this case the district, and have a two-thirds district vote. So I'm suggesting that, you know, we've had this bylaw for 45 years, and we want to do away with it, or part of it anyhow, for this capital account. And I'm asking that you give this a year's work, and this has come up with the water commissioners, of developing a new suggested capital account, suggested uses, suggested sources of revenue, and establish that. And what's already in our bylaws suggests that one source of revenue is new installs. And as we all know, that's pretty limited at this point. The town's pretty well built out, so we're not going to have, you know, 38 or 30 house subdivisions. But it's still a source of revenue, and then there's another couple of sources of revenue that can bring money into that account. So what I'm saying is, let's leave that bylaw alone. We've left it alone for 45 years. Let's leave it alone and let the water commissioners develop an amendment or a new bylaw. That's all I have to say.
Good, thank you. I'd just like to point out that Vic was referring to Article 9, Section 5. And one of the last sentences is, the funds raised by the assessment of this basic charge will be accounted for by the water commissioners separately and should only be used for capital improvements of the district's water system. And this is, the sentence that's in discussion right now. Did I summarize that pretty good?
Yeah, excellent.
Great. Okay. I see the treasurer would like to, are you finished with the floor? Can I ask somebody else for a for comment?
Pardon?
Say, are you finished with the floor right now with your statement?
Yeah.
Okay, good. So
in effect, you were saying table this for a year while the particulars are worked out, which makes a lot of sense, I think, because it's something to be looked at carefully by everybody, and this community can learn more about what you're really after and can be more refined on the particular uses. Probably it will be, in the end, it would actually go one by one on potential uses, plus a clause that would give you flexibility, but it would help people to know just what it would be spent for.
Ray?
Thank you, Mr. President. A couple of things. The bylaw is a standard that will generate for the council to be. Capital in the practice of this district and best practice across Massachusetts is that capital expenditures $5,000. So
What are the other downsides? You talked about free cash, cash reserves. Yes, as far as if we're taking this money and setting it aside in a capital, in a separate capital fund, how does it affect the rest of our accounting as far as free cash and cash reserves?
Well, the grant was from the state, and it was specifically to survey the water company land, and I guess that just went into the general fund. And other districts do sell timber to, you know, so that's a legal thing that we could do in terms of management of the land, but that goes into that money went into the general fund, and that's, we spend it out of there, and we have a forestry plan that is should be renewed in 5 years from when we've done it. But I appreciate that new install fund or new install revenues are very small now, but there are other sources of revenue that could be used for a stabilization account. And I don't want to get into that till the water commissioners have had a chance to develop that further. But, you know, it doesn't need to be only $2,000 or $1,000 that's put in that fund every year. It can be additional monies if the town or the district agrees to do that, so that there's a robust enough pot that you don't have to wait 5 years to spend money on replanting or, you know. But again, that's the water commissioners to determine what it's to be used for.
I have a question about access to these funds, stabilization fund that's existing now, as well as the water department stabilization fund or capital improvement fund from the 70s. How do we access those funds if we need to do something in an emergency situation, if there's a fire problem out there or a bug infestation problem, and we want to make sure that water quality and water consistency is maintained? Do we have to wait for a district meeting, or?
You either budget for it or you ask, well, in either case, we go to the taxpayers and request funding. You can request, in the normal ways, request it through the budget.
So that's once a year. So it's kind of a reactive thing rather than a proactive thing.
No, the budget is proactive. You anticipate what you're gonna spend money for the year. You plan your year and then you budget for it.
Well, that's what I'm asking. Is there any way that we could get funds where you can't plan for it?
If you had an emergency, let's say you had the pine beetle that's
right.
Talking about, and it was in October, you'd have to have a special district meeting to access those funds if it wasn't in the budget. If the bylaw, you wouldn't be able to access that money, the $2,400 either.
So the way the bylaw is written now, you have no access to that money until
the same meetings. Okay. Same way as the stabilization fund.
I have a question for Vic. I need you by the mic because I. You talked about forestry. Like, we have a plan. I thought you said you had a. I heard you say a forestry plan. Do we have a forestry plan?
We do. The state funded it. We hired some consulting foresters. It's available. I don't have a copy of it on me, but it's available at the Water District office. And it outlines a plan for the next 5 years, and that's when they recommend that we renew it. It shows gosh, I can't remember, 12 different units of land within the water company that should be managed a little bit differently. On the north side, we have some mature, over-mature timber. In fact, after this last storm, I went up there to see if it was still standing, that should come out, and there's plenty of understory there that'll replace it. On the south side, I don't know whether you've ever walked the property, but there's lots of areas that have beetle-killed trees and need replanting. And we've never, to my knowledge, done any active land management on a resource that the district owns. And this would be an opportunity to start to do that a little bit better. And I think any good watershed does some kind of land management to protect that water resource that, you know, percolates through our soils.
And when was this plan developed? Do you have a date on it? Was it like within the past 5 years or?
Last year.
Last year?
Last year. I can't remember the exact date, but it was last year. Chris?
2 years ago.
2 years. No.
Right. Great. That's, have you gone out and gotten any estimates on, you said there was a plot up there with some overage trees that you thought needed to be taken down? Like, have you gotten any estimates of costs involved?
I don't have a dollar estimate. No, the consulting foresters looked at it and said, you know, this is one plot you should manage this way, and this is what you should do. But until you make a decision to do that, any timber buyer's going to want some kind of commitment that you're actually going to go ahead before they come in and give you a price.
Just, and this is just an off-the-wall comment. Were you in this very hall when the water commissioners proposed their solar farm to the community and got beat up real bad?
And we did. We got extremely bad. And what I heard out of that meeting were a couple of things. People weren't in favor of a solar farm, but they were in favor of trees and management, yes, of those trees. And I think there's a lot of sentiment in town or in the district for, you know, managing our resources better. And if you look at the watershed, we've got some things that we could do to better protect it. We have encroachment on several sides of the watershed. More than littering. We have junk on the watershed. I think we could take a more active role in protecting the watershed with some dedicated funds to do that.
I think, at least I would agree with that, but I guess what we're talking about here really is a particular article and section that you want, that it seems like you're looking for the money just to be set aside in this one particular fund. But it sounds to me like you would have more flexibility by going to the town and selling your project and then including that in a warrant for the state to use the money from the stabilization fund. You'd have a lot more flexibility than just having a few bucks and a tiny little account that's pretty restricted.
I think so. I think it would give us the water commissioners an opportunity to take a more active role in managing that land.
So I guess what I'm trying to tell you is, I mean, I have a small property, 1 acre, and I just spent a couple of thousand dollars during the winter just taking a few trees down, okay? And you have 200 acres. All right, yeah. So you're talking about putting a couple of thousand dollars, even $5,000 in a fund, where I suspect it's going to cost you a lot more for husbanding the particular property, and you'd be better off just selling the project to the town and using and having them vote in a warrant to take the money out of the stabilization fund in May when we have the annual district meeting. And that's my take on it. That's where I would be if I were standing in your shoes right now.
Well, maybe, but I think you have to think of land management is a long-term thing and something that you apply some measure every year. Our timber on the south side isn't particularly valuable. I mean, that's not going to bring in revenue, but it does need a resource input, and it wouldn't be something that you'd do in 1 year or even 5 years. You know, you'd look at a long-term plan to implement that, so you'd be coming back to the town every year with probably, in people's mind, a fairly low priority item. I think, I don't know how to put this, but we think short-term, and land management is really something long-term. And in terms of our funding, coming in with a warrant every year to plant 20 acres here or remove dead trees on this 20 acres or do some TSI work over in this corner or some erosion control over there, going through the normal warrant process, I'm not sure that that would be easy or even feasible.
But it would give you access to a lot of money if you convince the town people to approve you a warrant at the annual district meeting, whereas here you're talking about actually in my terms, peanuts compared to what you're going to need. And when you talked about long term, we just bought $500,000 a fire engine out of the stabilization fund. And that's like, you know, $50,000 a year over how many years. So it's a long-term fund.
Well, you're correct. But I mean, there are other sources of revenue that could be included in that fund. We're putting up a new cell tower that should be here in June, and that'll generate $40,000 or $50,000 a year in revenue. A portion of that could go into managing the land. And I think according to state law, the minimum portion of any revenue stream is 25%. So, you know, $10,000 or $12,000 a year would supplement a stabilization fund to manage the land. And there is, you know, a possibility of other revenue streams. And I'm getting ahead of the fire or the water commissioners, and I don't want to try and tell you that that's a decision that's been made, but that's one that I've thought of.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I want a question for Ray, because I just want to follow up on what Victor said. Ray, could you just come with the mic with Vic for a second? My question is, how would we handle the income from the cell towers and other, I'll call it miscellaneous income time from time to time? Could we get that money or some part of that money into this special capital fund for the water department?
Let me answer that this way. I would be remiss as a financial manager if I didn't advise the district against the balkanization of its revenue. We could take the ambulance revenue and dedicate that to the fire department. We could take the water department revenue and dedicate that to the water department and throw the whole burden on the taxpayer. I advise against that. The district is an enterprise with two departments, fire and water, and it should be looked at as one. You can take revenue from any place. We could say that 25% of the tax revenue will be dedicated to forestry management. You can divide up anything that you want, but it limits your flexibility. It exaggerates the impact on the tax rate, and I do not think it serves the taxpayers. To answer your question more directly, we could take that revenue. I would simply put it as that revenue came in, I would simply record it into a stabilization fund dedicated to forestry management. And once a year, the water commissioners could put a article in their budget to appropriate some of that money for a specific purpose.
When income comes in, does it ordinarily go into the general fund and then it has to be moved into another particular fund? If let's say we had a stabilization fund for the water department capital expenditures set up, and they get $70,000 from the cell tower, the $70,000 actually goes into a general fund?
Correct.
And then at annual district meeting time, you have to allocate it to the stable, to a...
Unless it goes in some of the bylaws that it's, those funds are dedicated to that purpose. If the bylaw said that, then I would record it into the stabilization fund as it came in.
In other words, we need a separate section here, or as part of this section 5, it would have to say, we could have to delineate, well, so much from cell tower fund, so much from the water, and then you'd be able to do it month
right.
by month.
Any revenue that comes to the district is district revenue, unless otherwise designated.
So we would have to actually designate that in the bylaw.
So if let's say the tree sale was appropriate and allowable, and it sounds like it is, those funds would have to come to the district. And then the district, either through the budget process or through articles in the annual district meeting, would identify those funds for that specific purpose. For example, in each annual budget, we have an amount that's allocated to the stabilization reserve right now. It's part of the budget. Does that answer it?
I have a question. I don't know which of the two of you would be more appropriate to respond to it. Vic, when you were talking, you said that the use of the monies for the stated purpose would still require a two-thirds vote. So that means that it would still have to go to the annual meeting. But then I come back to Ray's earlier comment, because then it does seem to be inefficient to have a segregated account if you still have to go through that mechanism for specific applications. I have a follow-up question to this, which is for your forestry, let's be a little broader, for your land management program, it would seem perfectly appropriate in your annual budget to have a line item in your annual budget for land management purposes and set a number that is going to likely cover what you think is realistic to do that year. And it can be a recurring item in your budget, and once passed, you're authorized to use it as whatever piece of program comes up, whether that's an emergency situation where suddenly there's an infestation and you have to do damage control, or whether it's plantings that you can project ahead for. It gives you a stable operating basis. The voters get to see it's in the line item for land management. I don't understand the utility of this separate account.
Well, let me address this, and I misanswered your question about having to go to the town. For approval of a capital fund, a capital stabilization fund, we need a two-thirds vote of the district. For use of those funds, we need the prudential committee's approval. So, you know, there's a distinction there that makes that a lot simpler. I mean, to establish that fund or to modify what we have now is going to take a two-thirds vote of the district. But to spend out of that fund once it's established, then you only need the prudential committee's approval, which is a little bit different.
Right.
And it simplifies things quite a bit.
Is that correct, Ray? So my understanding is stabilization fund is a restricted fund and it requires...
If the fund is dedicated to a specific purpose. I believe what Vic said is correct.
Thank you.
My...
Fran Parks?
Fran Parks, Prudential Committee. I don't believe, did they, when you spoke to different towns, did they tell you that the selectmen had to vote for the funds, or, because we certainly don't vote, the Prudential Committee doesn't vote for the use of stabilization funds like when we bought the new, the new fire truck. No, no, because the decision on spending the money all occurs at the annual meeting. I do want to say one other thing. I think the most prudent change to the bylaws was I would get rid of this sentence because I think it limits the amount of what kind of funds can go in to that. And I would put in a bylaw addressing a requirement for the water department to have a forest management program that's funded on a yearly basis and renewed every 5 years. And I think that would probably cover it.
Thank you.
Can I ask a question? Would the funds for forestry or land management plan or land management program for the water department, would those come out of the stabilization fund and not out of tax dollars?
Presently, the stabilization fund is, it's been used for capital expenses like the ambulance, fire trucks, and I know the fire department will be looking at a new truck in 2 years, Rick?
We're hoping for at least three.
Three. So I think another fund, it would be prudent to set up another fund.
So another stabilization fund.
Another stabilization fund.
Like the one we have established under this bylaw.
Yes, correct.
So we have it, right? Do we have that fund now?
You know,
No.
We have one general stabilization fund. I would suggest that you set up a specific stabilization fund for the forest management.
Instead of this capital improvement fund that's in this bylaw, is that what you're saying?
Yes. Yeah.
Just say that if you look at the state laws on this, they're capital stabilization funds, is what they call them. To approve one or to do away with one, you need a two-thirds vote of the district. I had some handouts here for water commissioners in the last Prudential Committee, but those funds creation takes an effort, and doing away with them takes an effort. And I talked to Falmouth, Barnstable doesn't use them. They are in favor of using them, and it was when I spoke to Milne, it was almost like, why wouldn't you use one? But Barnstable, what I got out of it is they don't want to take this to the voters. They don't want to go to the voters. They have a huge budget. They don't want to say, part of the money is for this or that. Falmouth uses them extensively. Maspee uses them extensively. Once you've established them, trying to break the trust, if you would, with the voters is difficult. Have to take it back. If you want to take money out of this for a fire truck and it's been dedicated to a water truck, then that has to go to the voter. So you can't just automatically switch those funds. And the one piece of advice I got was when you establish what a fund is for, don't define it too narrowly so that you can't use that fund for other land management activities, putting up a fence, putting up signs, planting trees. You want to have it broad enough so that you don't tie your own hands. Anyway, I'm getting into details that I don't need to get into.
But you bring up a good point that can apply to the other end of this article as well. The article as it exists is already very narrow on the input because it only has to do with new installs. And to serve your purposes best, a new article has to be constructed and approved that will give you the right to funnel a broader array of income sources into the fund, as well as having a lot more elbow room on the back end to expend it. So the current line, the current bylaw, doesn't seem to work well for you or your intended goals, all of which I think are laudable and would support, but this doesn't seem to be a very good mechanism as it stands and is going to need some modification anyhow.
I agree, and I think we ought to, I'd propose that we take the time to, one, I don't know whether we have to go back to the state or the voters and cancel the current fund that we have. At least it's registered with the state as in 1973.
There is no fund right now, but go ahead.
Anyway, but I'm suggesting that we take time to develop a good plan. And this bylaw has been on the books for 45 years. Why not take the time to figure out what we have to do to develop a good plan for a stabilization fund for managing the water company's lands?
My understanding that when we make changes to our bylaws, they're just sent to the Attorney General's office so that they have copies of them. So I don't think it's, we've changed multiple bylaws in the past. So I don't think it's a bigger problem as you think. And I don't think taking this sentence out, which would, cut back on some work of the treasurer, is gonna affect what you want. I think because it's not being done.
So currently, though, it's not a hindrance at all, is it? As it stands,
it is a hindrance.
It is a hindrance.
It's very narrow. It's what? It's because of no. Wait.
Because
that's a
question. As it stands right now, is it a problem?
Yeah, because the auditors kick us in. Yep. Take one of these.
I mean, there's no money in it. I don't know. I don't understand how it could be a problem right now.
As I said at the beginning, it is because it wasn't done in the past. I found the bylaw. I think it was sometime probably around the end of the calendar year. When I read it, I brought it to the attention of the accountants, the DOR, and they said, you got a restriction. You have to deduct that from your free cash. That's the impediment to the thing. You deduct it from free cash. It's a restriction of funds. Again, is it impossible? Absolutely not. Is it difficult? I wouldn't say it's difficult. It is cumbersome. It is a wasted effort. If you want to create a fund for land management, do that. This does not help you.
I think we've heard a lot, and I'm beginning to get the sense that people certainly want to husband the land. I don't think that's an issue. I think the issue is this one sentence, and this whole section, because it's talking about a basic use charge, which is very narrowly defined, all right, and that's something that Mr. Pisano raised. And it said, the funds raised by this assessment of this basic charge shall be accounted for by the Water Commission separately. So effectively, hold on, Cindy. Effectively, you have a bylaw here that's very narrowly defined and is really going to work, not particularly in your favor. And somebody asked, well, why isn't there money in it? It was just overlooked. It just never got established. Okay. But we're now in violation of our bylaws. And the auditors, when they come, they're aware of it, and they'll write us up for being in violation of this particular bylaw. Cindy? The microphone, it's working.
I have a couple concerns. First of all, the auditors don't look at the bylaws, they look at the treasurer's books. And we can apply that, we just need to know that. But my concern is, just because that's what our bylaw says here, we're not sure exactly what was filed in 1971 with the state, and before any changes get made, I think it would be prudent for someone on the bylaw committee to contact the state and see what was filed and what was actually supposed to be read, because we are aware that everybody has a different set of bylaws in front of them, and I don't even know if we have a current set that everybody has, so everybody's working off the same bylaws. Thank you.
Yep. So that then gets back to Vic's original proposal, which was to kick it back to the water commissioners and or the bylaw subcommittee, and have us do some more homework.
I think we've raised some really good ideas. And Fran said that if you want to have a bylaw that requires the water commissioners to set aside an operating fund for land husbandry.
Right.
But I think we need to think about that before we go ahead and eliminating this one, either this one section or a sentence of the section, and establishing another bylaw. That we need to take a long look at it. How is this going to affect you if we don't make this change coming up? Are you going to have to go out and establish a fund, a blank fund, or whatever? Or can we effectively skate by for another year? I mean, we've done it for 40 years, so what's going to happen? What's going to happen in another year?
The auditors do look at bylaws. They look at a number of documents, and they are aware of this. So what I'll have to do is allocate these funds at the end of the year into probably the special revenue fund identified for water department capital. And it will remain there until the annual district meeting.
A year from now.
Yep.
Okay. Do we have any other discussions, Chris?
How you doing? Chris Wiseman, superintendent. We were talking earlier about attorney generals and everything. I have the actual Catuafi districts. Clerk sent this to the Attorney General's office on May 31st of 1973, and it's stamped, received by them, and everything on this bylaw. You have said basic use. We have it written on an application as an assessment fee. If we change the lettering, which would be, I guess, in violation of this, we'd have to change this also. Does this mean I don't get to get $600 for an application fee now, or do I have to change lettering someplace else? I think I know the answer, but you guys were asking about this earlier, and we had found it today as we're going back in the notes. So maybe it just takes going to the Attorney General's office, changing the lettering. But it does say in the end of this to be used only for the use of capital improvement to the district's water department. So that's, it was written this way when it was put in. That's do you have the other one that you had? This one was in a big binder that I couldn't get apart, so I'm missing some letters. But I have from I was just looking at the other one you had. Which section were you looking for? I'm sorry?
Article 9, Section 5.
Well, the article that was written here back in 73, I can read at the end what it said, if you want, the funds raised by this assessment as such basic use charge shall be accounted for by the commissioners separately and shall also be used for capital improvements of the district's water system.
Which is exactly
50 yes, 20 no, one blank.
Right, yeah, which is exactly what's in the bylaw here.
Yeah. This is from the actual district report, but it reads the same as what we have.
The date on the district report is?
May 29th, 1973.
Okay.
Look at the 1972 report, because it's combined with 73. It's when they went from February to meetings in May. So they combined an 18-month report.
So with respect to this Article 9, Section 5, we have what was actually filed.
Correct. Correct.
Ray?
Just going to point out that every time we borrow money, the process of getting state approval includes a review of the bylaws. And so we borrowed money last year for capital improvements in the water department, and the state had our bylaws at that time. So the state is reading the current bylaws.
Cool. Any other inputs or discussion? Well, we can go one of two ways. We can see if we can eliminate the sentence and also make a recommendation for the water department to come up with a separate bylaw as far as, requiring them to establish, to husband the land and submit an estimate to the town each year and get it done on the warrant. Just informally, do we have any sense of do we want to eliminate? We pretty much established that this is Section 5 is very narrow. It isn't going to help you very much. All right. Eliminating that sentence might help a little bit. But actually, I think something that Fran mentioned was just adding another bylaw. Look at this over the next year. And look at it really carefully and establish another section to this particular bylaw that would require you to husband the land each year and provide an estimate to the district annually for the voters to approve on.
I think it's clear that we are in agreement that another year is necessary and vital. So do we need to give any instructions? They are already decided they're going to study further. And why muck around with wording that we don't need?
I'm not in agreement with that position. I don't believe we should allow this to ride, this particular clause to ride for another year, because it encumbers us to go ahead and set up this fund to square with the auditors, to start to segregate money into it. It adds another layer of complication when a much more appropriate bylaw is drafted and presented. It's going to have to include language to roll that fund, which we will then have had to establish, into the new fund. I think it's cleaner and more efficient to eliminate this, allow the treasurer to clean up with the auditors any questions, and have the water commissioners move rapidly to draft a more comprehensive bylaw for a capital fund that will serve your purposes. And we don't even rule out the possibility of a special meeting earlier than next spring, if you're ready to go, to consider it.
To me, I think it would be easier for us as commissioners with all we're doing right now and May 30th on the real close horizon here for our annual meeting. I think we'd be better off to take the $2,400 or whatever it is, keep it in that account, and start working in earnest on a land management program and what that would cost. So I think that's a lot of work. That's not going to be something that's easy to do. And maybe we'll get it done for the next one.
I agree with you.
Somebody want to put a motion forward so we can vote on it?
I don't know that we need
to. If we're going to table it, we don't have to have a motion.
We're going to table it? Okay. So let's just take a straw vote. Mimi, are you in favor of tabling it? Sir?
Yep.
You have to excuse me, I forget your name.
Tom.
Tom. Tom indicates yea. Rick?
Against.
Me. Mimi? Penny?
Yep.
And I'll go at this particular point in time. I don't see any way forward, so we'll just go ahead and table it and request that the water commissioners start work post haste on this, you know, commensurate with your other responsibilities, and come back to the bylaw standing bylaw committee, you know, sometime in the fall with suggested improvements to the bylaws that's going to meet your needs. Again, I feel pretty strongly that if you establish a bylaw that's pretty narrow, it's really going to limit you.
Yeah.
And also, I certainly suggest that you think about going to the townspeople, maybe through the Civic Association, and just begin to introduce the idea of what you're thinking about, get them and the people behind you. Okay, do we have anything else? But yes.
I didn't have a chance to go and look at our website with all that's going on in my particular life, but you handed us last time the current bylaws, and it says the last changes were made in 2014, and we know that's not correct. And I did a little research before coming over. This is woefully, woefully lacking in attention to keep our website up to date. For example, in 2016, we made seven. We really worked very hard that year. We came up with seven amendments, all of which passed unanimously. But they're not in what is being distributed. I'm assuming that's what's on a website.
No, I just went to the website. It's updated. The latest bylaws on the website as of May 31st, 2017.
Yeah. I'll get hold of that, but this has been standing. It's the one that people turn to all the time.
Where did you get that?
Oh, well, you handed it out.
Okay, so, yeah, it's, since I handed that out, the website's been updated, so the latest bylaws on the website are dated 31 May 2017.
So where did you get this copy?
I got that from the website before it was updated.
When was it up? Must have been updated.
No.
Yesterday.
Excuse me. No, the we have the clerk here.
Yeah.
Tell you that the proper bylaws are on the website and have been for some time. I'm not sure where Christine obtained that copy, but
that's reassuring because, and if I'd had a little more time, I would have figured it out. But
okay.
It's the one that people are going by, and it's just not up to date.
Correct. Okay. I'm going to call for adjournment. I make a motion that we adjourn.
Move we adjourn.
In favor?
Aye.
Let's go home.